This recording, Columbia 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I used to have nightmares like every single night when I was a kid. The scariest one that I remember when I grow older, because in all my dreams, my parents died for different circumstances and they were pretty terrifying. But the latest one was with androids. We were like, you know, in Orlando, in a park, everything was white, and they were asking people to line up for a new attraction. And when you enter to the attraction, they seat you, they are fixed like your seat with the seat belts and everything, and they feed you something, some androids, and that thing just makes like your brain go out and you start vomiting. And in all those dreams, I'm always outside and I notice everything. And I was begging my parents like, "Hey, don't go inside." But they were like, "We already paid for this." So I was like, "How can I solve this?" So I was running everywhere trying to destroy the androids without being caught. I remember that. I know that I'm always running to try to solve the issue and I always get to the final battle, but sometimes I wake up right before a defeat happens, or I just forget the last part. That's so sad, but yes, it happens pretty often to me.
En Colombia tengo dos perros. Se llaman Laila y Duki. Ya tienen como 10 y 15 años, quizás.